Thank you. So, if there are no more comments at this stage, I will continue and say that I would like to inform you that I have continued to consult bilaterally with the interested delegations and with the P6+2 presidents and regional coordinators. Following these interactions, it is my sense that the members of the conference are not far apart, as I indicated earlier, on the draft report, and that all members share a desire to adopt a factual text that duly records the progress made in the conference this year. It is my hope that our meeting today will be able to largely resolve any differences on the draft. And I remind you that what our common goal is here today. At the outset, I wish to acknowledge that we and the Secretariat have received a number of edits and corrections of a purely technical nature. It is my intention to reflect these technical edits in a revised draft report. I will say more on that shortly. I would like to mention here at this point the amendments that the representative of Pakistan made. And in my conversations with the different groupings and the different member states, I have not heard any objections to these amendments. So at this point, I would like to ask, is there any comments regarding Pakistan's remarks or correct amendments to the draft text? So, as there are no comments, we will include your amendments, representative of Pakistan, in the new draft that we are working on now. On the substantive aspects of the report, I see two main issues which will need to be the focus of our attention. The first issue relates to what we discussed just a few minutes ago, and that is how we reflect the discussions and decisions of the conference in relation to observers. It will be my intention to intention to consult with the delegations who have shown a particular interest in this issue, with the aim of facilitating agreement on a mutually acceptable text on this issue. The second issue relates to how we reflect the work of the subsidiary bodies. My draft includes a general account of the work of these bodies under paragraph 15, under sections 2D, the adoption of the reports of the subsidiary bodies are reflected in separate paragraphs under each of the agenda items of the conference under section 3 and subsections 8 to G. I acknowledge the proposal of the Russian Federation to consolidate the references to the subsidiary bodies in a single location in the report. I invite all delegations to share their views on this proposal. After our discussion today, I will work once again with the Secretariat with the aim of circulating a revised draft report by the end of this week. Hopefully by Friday, you will receive a new draft. If any delegations intend to submit any further written proposals or any documents for inclusions in the report, including what Ambassador of Cameroon mentioned as representing coordinator for the G21, if you have any written proposals or documents, I kindly request those be sent to me via the Secretariat no later than tomorrow at noon, tomorrow Thursday, at 12 o'clock. Unless any delegation wishes to take the floor at this stage, I will proceed with suspending this formal part of the meeting and move to an informal. For technical reasons, our conference officers may need a few minutes before we move to the informal setting. I would like to seek your indulgence on this matter. Meeting suspended.